Imagine you're an emergency dispatch nurse on a busy night. Calls are flooding in faster than ambulances can handle them. You've got to make split-second decisions about who needs help first, and those decisions literally save lives. But here's the catch. You're working with incomplete information, time pressure, and the weight of knowing that the wrong call could have serious consequences. That's the exact scenario that a new study published in PLOS Medicine this March is trying to solve. It's called the MADLAD trial, Machine Learning Assisted Differentiation of Low Acuity Patients at Dispatch, and it looks at whether AI can actually help emergency dispatchers make better triage decisions when ambulances are stretched thin. Let's set the scene. In resource-constrained situations, which, let's be honest, describes a lot of emergency systems worldwide, demand for ambulances often outpaces supply. Dispatch nurses have to quickly assess whether incoming calls represent genuine emergencies or lower acuity situations that might be better handled differently. It's a high-stakes guessing game, and getting it wrong means either wasting limited resources or missing a critical patient. The researchers wanted to test whether a machine learning model could help these dispatchers identify the patients who actually needed immediate attention. They ran a randomized controlled trial spanning 4 years, comparing dispatch decisions with and without ML-based decision support. So what did they find? The results are interesting, modest, but statistically significant. In resource-constrained situations, dispatch nurses in the intervention group correctly prioritized the highest-risk patient about 68% of the time, compared to about 62%. 5% in the control group. That might not sound like much, but when you're talking about emergency care, even a 5-point improvement in correctly identifying high-risk patients is meaningful. Here's where it gets really revealing. The dispatchers in the intervention group followed the machine learning recommendations about 81% of the time. But when researchers modeled what would happen if compliance hit 100%, if every recommendation was followed, the improvement jumped significantly. The odds ratio shot up to 1:56. This tells us something crucial. The AI recommendations themselves were actually pretty good. The limiting factor wasn't model accuracy. It was getting humans to trust and act on those recommendations. Beyond just getting prioritization right, there was another practical benefit. Patients who were prioritized in the intervention group saw shorter dispatch times, 29 minutes versus 32 minutes. Now, that wasn't the primary focus of the study, so we should take that with a grain of salt. But it's a real-world signal that the recommendations were translating into actual operational improvements. One more thing worth noting, the model's performance stayed stable over the entire 4-year study period. There was no degradation, no drift in accuracy over time. That's actually important because it suggests the tool could be reliably deployed long term. So what does this all mean? First, it's proof of concept that machine learning can help emergency dispatch nurses make better decisions. But, and this is important, the absolute improvement is pretty modest. We're talking about a 5-8 percentage point difference in correctly prioritizing high acuity patients. That's real, it's statistically significant, but it's not transformative on its own. The 81% compliance rate reveals a bigger picture. The issue isn't just, can we build a better model? It's, can we get humans to trust and use the model? There's a gap between what the algorithm can do and what actually happens in practice. That's a human factors problem, not a technical one. Better training, clearer explanations of why the model made a recommendation, building confidence in the system over time. Those might matter as much as tweaking the algorithm itself. It's also worth remembering that this was done in specific healthcare systems with particular dispatcher training and experience levels. The generalizability to other settings isn't guaranteed. Here's my takeaway. Machine learning has a real role to play in emergency dispatch, but it's not a silver bullet. The MADLAD trial shows us that these tools can improve decision-making when resources are tight and stakes are high. But to actually realize that benefit, we need to think beyond the algorithm itself. We need to build trust, integrate these tools thoughtfully into workflows, and make sure dispatchers understand and feel confident acting on what the system tells them. The authors themselves acknowledge there's more work ahead. Larger studies, different patient populations, different dispatch centers with varying training levels. All of that would help us understand whether this approach scales beyond where it was tested. But for now, this is a solid step forward in using AI to support one of the most challenging, consequential decisions in emergency healthcare.